أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So one of my most favorite verses of the Quran is Ayah 53 of Surah Az-Zumar, where Allah says, قل say to them, O Muhammad, يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم. O my slaves, who have been extravagant, who have done asraf, wasteful against their own souls. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Indeed, Allah forgives sins, faults, all of them, جميعا. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Indeed, He is غفور. He is forgiving. He is merciful. You know, the word al-ghifar, Abu Dharr Ghifari was known as ghifar. The ghifar is a helmet that a person wears to protect his head. Istighfar is asking Allah to protect ourselves from ourselves and the mistakes we made unknowingly. See, in between sajda, in between the time that we connect to Him, we say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilay. You know, the mind wanders. We're brought back to Allah. It's a protection from distraction. There is beautiful hadith which says, I heard the messenger say that Allah says, O son of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth and were you then to face me ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it. This is the month of Rajab, the month of Rahmah, when mercy pours down in abundance from the skies, a time to continually ask for forgiveness. See, dhanb, when he says, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, dhanb is something that shames one. It's a tail, that which follows you. It's not those apparent ones, but those hidden ones, those hidden vices that torment us. Don't allow the fountains of your tears to dry. Your du'as will diminish. Ask for forgiveness with tears. A sin after which there is reform is much better than a good deed followed by conceit. The Prophet said, if you hear that a mountain has moved from its place, it's easier to believe that than a person who has turned away from their bad habits. So forgiveness in essence is sort of a cover upon those sins. Imagine a wound. Imagine that you've cut yourself and you've put a plaster on it. That is forgiveness. Now the idea is to turn to Him, and that can only be done when we take off the plaster and we treat the wound. And that is called tawbah. So how do we do tawbah? Just some simple steps. The Prophet one day said, O people, who from you wants to do tawbah? And the companions replied, O Messenger, all of us want to do tawbah. All of us want to turn back to Allah. We want to repent. So he said, first do ghusl, then recite 4 rakats of salah in 2s. In every rakat, 3 times Suratul Ikhlas, and then once Suratul Falak and Suratul Nas after Suratul Fatiha. When you finish, recite Istighfar 70 times and then say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. And then there's a brief dua. Ya Azizu, Ya Ghaffar, اغفر لي ذنوبي وذنوب جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Oh, the most awesome, oh, the one who covers up my sins, cover up my sins and the sins of all the mu'mineen and mu'minat. Indeed, you are the only one who can cover up the sins. And the Prophet said, if you do this, then you will hear a voice from the sky which says, your tawbah, your repentance has been accepted. And the Prophet said, this was taught to me by Jibreel during the night of Mi'raj, the night of ascension. Now, the idea is to think about that which we have done wrong and make an intention to be able to turn back. Like Imam Ali put six conditions on Tawbah. He says the first is remorse and regret. The second one is a resolution not to repeat. The third is if you've taken something from someone, return what belongs to others. The fourth is if there's any wajibat, the qadhas that you may have, restore them. The fifth is if you have gained flesh grown from haram, then remove it from yourself. It's a metaphor of taking out everything that was illegally attained. And finally, let your body, which has tasted the sweetness of sins, taste the pain of fasting. Let us use this month to focus on reforming ourselves so we're totally prepared for the nur, for the guidance of divinity to be there in the month of Ramadan. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.